From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The annual Democratic State Party convention ended yesterday in San Jose with a pitch for presidential candidate Hillary Clinton delivered by her husband, Bill.
And I know every time I give a speech for her, I get the feeling, you know, half the people are looking at me cross-eyed. They're saying, oh, I better discount about 80% of what he says because he's got to say this or he couldn't go home tonight. And I guess there's some truth to that. But what I want you to know is, knowing what I know, I would be here for her if we had never been married because I think she's the best candidate I've supported in 40 years in the Democratic primary.
Before speaking to the packed hall, the former president made a private plea to the state's superdelegates, including the 20 or so still undecided. Today is Cesar Chavez Day. He's the Mexican-American leader who fought for the rights of the farm workers who put food on our tables. Here he is speaking before the Commonwealth Club in 1984.
All my life, I have been driven by one dream, one goal, one vision: to overthrow a farm labor system in this nation that treats farm workers as if they were not important human beings.
Back in the 1960s, one of Chavez's biggest battles was against the Bracero program, which brought temporary farm workers to the U.S. from Mexico. Chavez complained the program made it easy for growers to exploit workers and undermined workers already here. Now farmers use a different kind of guest worker program, and the federal government wants to expand it. But this time around, both farm worker unions and farmers oppose it. Sasha Coca reports.
This cafeteria on a farm near Oceanside feeds some 600 Mexican workers brought in to pick tomatoes through a guest worker program.
Our housing facility is basically set up like a college dormitory type facility. We have an indoor recreational facility.
Luana Hallstrom manages Harry Singh & Sons Farm. They grow 600 acres of lush tomatoes on a bluff above the Pacific. It's land leased from Camp Pendleton. They signed up for the guest worker program because their farm came under scrutiny from federal officials after 9/11.
We lost 75% of our workforce because they didn't pass muster. They were identified as having fraudulent documents. In the meantime, we're watching our crop rotting out, you know, out in the fields.
So Hallstrom put in an emergency application for guest workers, as long as she could provide food and housing and prove she couldn't find any legal workers in the U.S. willing to do the job. The government would provide temporary work visas to tomato pickers from Mexico. But Hallstrom found out she had to fill out reams of paperwork and then wait weeks for workers while $2 million worth of tomatoes decayed on the vine.
That's when I realized how difficult and how cumbersome or how impossible at times and how frustrating the program could be.
The federal government readily admits the guest worker program in its current form isn't working very well.
That's what our proposal attempts to do, is to rectify some of those problems, to ensure the program is less bureaucratic, that it works, and that they can in fact be assured that they'll get workers on time.
That's Leon Sequeira. He's Assistant Secretary for Policy at the U.S. Department of Labor, which is proposing to streamline the application process. They also want to change the wage and housing requirements and make the program easier for farmers to use. Since Congress has failed to pass Ag Jobs, a bill that would have legalized millions of farm workers, the Bush administration is focused on overhauling the existing guest worker program instead.
So there's a huge opportunity here to replace an illegal workforce with a legal one.
But the bottom line is the whole process doesn't work. It's like trying to dress up a pig. It's just not going to happen.
Barry Bedwell is president of the California Grape and Tree Fruit League, which represents about 300 growers across the state. He's standing in a grape orchard where a crew is pruning vines in the shadow of the Sierra foothills. Come summertime, fields like these will be filled with farm workers picking tender fruit. But he says they most certainly won't be guest workers, because even with some fixes, the current program, known as H2A, just can't guarantee farmers the flexible workforce they need to harvest time-sensitive crops.
You would probably have to start on an H2A application program now as we look out at a dormant vineyard, trying to guess when these grapes may be ready. That's just not always practical to do.
Bedwell says his group will continue to push for ag jobs, a bill that would not only make it easier to bring in guest workers, but would legalize the millions of undocumented farm workers already here.
Agriculture has been very honest about the fact that a very high percentage of our employees have documentation that is not legal, and we want to correct that.
That's what farm workers want, too. Wielding giant clippers as she snips at the gnarled grapevines, farm worker Norberta Vargas says she legalized through an amnesty back in 1986. She hopes Congress will give that opportunity to farm workers already here, instead of bringing in more guest workers.
They should legalize all the farm workers. Now that I have papers, I can work wherever I want. I can choose the farm that will pay me more.
Farm worker advocates are concerned that workers like Vargas would be replaced by cheaper guest workers. The new rules would set wages based on skill level, and that could mean many guest workers will be earning less than they do now.
We're reverting back to the old Bracero days when workers were exploited and taken advantage of.
Arturo Rodriguez, president of the United Farm Workers Union, is dead set against the new plan. Among other complaints, he says it doesn't guarantee decent housing for farm workers.
This is just going to destroy the real opportunity for farm workers that come here to get paid decently, to be treated with respect.
Farm worker advocates are worried expanding the program will roll back hard-won gains. They've successfully sued farmers who skimped on guest worker wages or didn't feed them nutritious meals. They've taken growers like Oceanside tomato farmer Luana Hallstrom to court for firing U.S. farm workers and hiring guest workers instead. The federal government is accepting public comment on the new guest worker regulations for another 2 weeks. Meanwhile, both growers and farm worker advocates are hoping for another shot at legalizing farm workers already here. Both sides have the ear of Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's likely to reintroduce legislation that could open up that debate again. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Monday, March 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Osh Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. And the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org.